Blog Talk Radio.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Wish fame. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties and organized cop killers, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with them. Black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along. Black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with the Klan.
Uh-huh.
Black Shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
Why?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union President is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball, redneck, has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in the rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike.
Nah.
Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Holden Frank wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
Hey. 137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in Sushay. This world we living in is too crazy. They rather see us dead or locked up in prison system. Sushay. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, that's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead are on top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pig never did, the fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Where's the beast?
Where's the beast?
Opening up this evening's episode with none other than Swish Fam, featuring D187 and also featuring Sheriff Kilroy. Welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Chapter 3, Verse 45. Oh, wow, looking at the lines full. I will get to those phone callers in just a moment. Looking at 216-486, 216-316, 216-242, 216-772. But before I get to you, I just have to let everybody else out there who's listening know that if you're online and you see that number of 646-478-0944, use that phone number. And I'm giving you three quick disclaimers before I go to the phone line so nobody can say that, wow, they're left out. This, well, you need to know that that man in the streets, man, is an acronym abbreviation for Music Activism News. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk Radio or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I will listen. I'm not sure how long. We only have an hour. And disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take time to talk to you and see what's on your mind. I feel the Creator has allowed me to have a show. And with that being said, it allows me to get the chance to see what other people are thinking. So I want to check and see what's going on with that first phone caller from that 216-486 phone number. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. I would say to a degree I'm doing fine, but I'm very concerned. It's bad enough when we get gunned down, but when they start also gunning children down, it's very effective, and I would like to know what happened earlier, because knowing you, man in the streets, you out there on the front line,
yes,
finding out what happened.
All right, thank you. Yes, I was. Is there anything else you'd add, like to add? Because I'm like you. I don't feel like, I feel thankful I'm alive, but I'm not feeling that well myself.
Yeah, you're right, because I know, too, if two heavy people set on me, I probably would be die, too. And it's just, it makes you feel like your life isn't worth what my grandfather used to say, a plug knicker.
Oh, wow.
So take care. Talk with you later.
Thank you. You too. And thank you very much for calling in to at least express your concern on that. You know, before I go to 216-242 or even 216-772, you put me in an interesting predicament, because I wasn't going to start on this one right away. But since I have, like, listeners online and I see a few people who called in, before I get to the 216-242 or the 216-772, and people can, who have been out there, they can call in and add what they may be feeling. But I just want to put out there that November 29th, wow, the two-year memorial of the murders of Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams. It will be this coming Saturday at 5:45 p.m., Heritage Middle School, 14410 Terrace. Kim Russell had called me a few weeks ago. I put her through to Judy Martin from Black on Black Crime Incorporated, and the family has a program that they put together for this coming Saturday. Please bring balloons. Both families were paid $1.5 million apiece, but it was from the city, a.k.a. taxpayers. That's why the police officers are still basically on the job, not the cops themselves. Why should we be there this coming Saturday? 12-year-old Tamir Rice playing with a BB gun at Cadell Rec Center, West 98th, Detroit. Dispatch is told it's a BB gun. Still, he shot and killed on Saturday. Why should we be there? Tanisha Anderson's family called for an ambulance to help her. Instead, the police show up, slam a 37-year-old woman down on the ground, sit on her back, like the aforementioned caller said, and leave her there for 30 minutes. And just like Michael Anderson, wow, just like Michael Anderson, her family members said on the Art McCoy radio show, which was like the last Sunday. It happens like every Sunday, 5 p.m., WERE 1490 a.m., www.newstalkcleveland.com. And at the press conference at the Black on Black Crime headquarters, which was 14715 Euclid storefront, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. I want to put that out there to let people know people are gathering. But Michael Anderson said Tanisha Anderson was murdered. That's why you should see us this coming Saturday, 14410 Terrace, Heritage Middle School, 5:45 p.m. As a matter of fact, if you were to hit up on Wymore and Euclid and go straight up that hill, you could go right. And, you know, it's a shame that this particular incident, people are looking at, well, Cleveland, Ohio, you can't look too much further past the fact that a 12-year-old like Alex E.R. Let me know earlier, this has made national headlines all the way out to Russia, CNN, World News, the Internet. There's a reason that there should be a gathering of forces out there. Before I say anything else, I'm getting off my soapbox and going to 216-242. You've been so patient, and I appreciate it. How are you doing this evening?
Man, I'm pissed off, man. I'm pissed off because it's like these cops got badges and they feel like they can, you know, kill our people and do whatever they want to do, and that's not cool. That ain't cool at all. Like, I think that, you know, we need to rally, you know, and protest about what's going on with these police officers, though, because if they don't, they're going to think that it's okay for them to keep doing what they're doing. Now, I'm pissed off right now, man. That boy was 12 years old. He haven't... Like, he had his whole life ahead of him, and, you know, for them to kill him over a BB gun. And the whole thing is, like, these cops are doing all this stuff, and they just getting slapped on the wrist like it's nothing.
You're dead right on that. And there's a reason why they're being slapped on the wrist like it's nothing. I didn't want to re-get into too much of what I'd done talked about last week, but, you know, it's very interesting that until we start holding our leaders accountable, you know that a lot of times the police officers, whenever there's a settlement paid out, those settlements are not from the police officers. I mean, if you look at Cleveland, okay, $3 million is paid out. None of the 13 police officers involved had to pay out anything. Basically, everybody's back to work except Brelo. And then you look at the fact that New York paid out $428 million of police brutality settlements over the last 5 years. Chicago, $450 million over the last 10 years. Baltimore, $11 million over the last 5 years. That's the reason why police feel like, oh, wow, we can do almost anything we want to do because nobody's going to get out there or do anything else about what's going on. So I appreciate the phone call because we made it out there for a rally, but I know exactly what you're saying because we need sustained rallies to come out there.
Exactly. They need to lose their job. They need to lose their job, man. That stuff ain't cool, man. You know, it's not cool at all. And, like, it's like if we come together and protest, hopefully, you know, we can get this stuff done. I want justice, man.
I want and expect justice as well. And anytime you hear anything going on, feel free to come out and join us. And one of the best things that I could tell you right now in my own personal limited experience with this is before I take other phone calls, I want to say that in order to get justice, please, if you hear something going on and you can't make it, do us a favor and text the information, share the information, put it out there and say a prayer for the people who are going out there. And as we all work together, man, that's the only way that we can survive. As a matter of fact, I put out there that on the Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr., that's JR period, with the profile picture of a sheriff's hat, you are going to see a whole lot of groups that came together this evening, and it was a beautiful thing. So thank you for calling in.
No problem, man.
All right, then. I expect to get into some other things that the last couple of phone callers will appreciate. As a matter of fact, this 216-772 phone number, hey, people, please stay on the line. I will be getting to you shortly. What's going on with that 216-772? How you doing out there?
Oh, all good. Don here. Yes, Al, I wanted to invite people to a town meeting December 6th at Martin Luther King Library, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is going to be talking about action. There's a model legislation to make police accountable, to make it easier for people to sue the police, for the police to have to track their racial profiling. if they are doing it, and this will be tracked and reported to the public and the media in this model legislation that we're starting a campaign kicking off on December 6th at a town meeting at Martin Luther King Library, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And also there'll be a presentation by Don and Norma Freeman's organization that is pushing to fire 13 police officers for the 137 shots, among other things. December 6th, Martin Luther King Library at University Circle, next to the police station there, and it's 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Everyone is welcome to the town meeting to turn this town around, please.
Thank you so much, and I just want to say real quick, man, thank you very much for being out there today on the front lines.
Thank you, as well. It was good to see you out there.
Hey, no problem. Like the last,
I'm going to listen in. Thank you so much, Al.
No problem. Thank you. You know, like the last phone caller has said before, my partner called in to give us that news, and I'll definitely be talking to that 216-703 in just a moment. But that just shows what happens when you start to unify. Before I pick on or check on that 216-703, I want to let people know, real quick announcement, that tomorrow, 6 p.m., voiceitradio.com, that's Spitboxes FM, Flowmasters. Then at 8 p.m., join us at Spitboxes 3327 at Sackett. And that's off West 25th Street at City Break Studio. Written, B-Boy, Money on the Wood, MC Battles, featuring my man Ballhead Fred, Streets, Javon, and come on down and join us for five. And as a matter of fact, I want to check and see what's going on with that since they've been on hold very patiently. 216-703, what's happening?
Yeah. Motley, Blackout Sound, how we doing tonight?
Oh, man. Doing very well now. Doing very well. What's on your mind,
well,
man?
I want to talk on the subject with the two other cats. Well, I'm not going to say cats, but the two other people talked about tonight when it comes to police brutality and how they get away with murder. But if I go in the store and I steal something for 50 cents, I maybe face workhouse, 6 months, whatever to your nature. And the thing about it is, from the age that I am, what I'm learning in my life is when you protected by a lion system that was a lion system from the beginning, it is what it is. You know, they backed. And it's really nothing that we can do. I hate to tell you that, my young man, and I hate to say that for people like you that's out in the streets trying to make a change, but the thing that we fight in a system that's placed where they going to win regardless. And I don't really believe that because I believe in Jesus Christ, and I believe that you can break any cycle. And I believe that it need a mega force. And the young male that talked earlier today, that's part of the force, talking about it, which you do all the time with this radio station and out in the streets every day, man out in the streets, Al Porter, doing your thing. I understand that you're working to try to change the bad cause that's going on, not just in America, but worldwide. When people seek greed, and they overtop and they make everybody work as peasants and tricks and all them things, what have you, then you have a society that's so displaced to where cops can get away with murdering another human being and get a slap on the wrist. That's what you get. So to that young male, I'm sorry that you tapping in the real life, and I know it's hitting right now, but when the society already have a brand and a code before you was even born and altered to this world, then you understand that it's only so many things you can do. And Mandela was the only one from Africa that really beat the system in their own game. That's all I got to say. Blackout Sound, Joseph Motley Jr., Joe Legacy.
Yeah, thank you for that. And like I say, everybody has their opinion. Somebody want to, of course, hang up and call back. You can feel free, and I'll re-log you in. But before I go to anything else, it's a very important thing that I have to add to what was just said. That's why you have to stay prayed up. You have to stay unified with each other. You have to build a force, because you have to realize that this system is in place to win at any means necessary on their end. That's why Brother Malcolm had to end it and put it out there to people in those plain terms. This has to be all means necessary. So if this body of mine gets a little bit tired or beat down, or one of my other callers, like we'll say Don Bryant, who called in earlier, gets a little bit tired, you have to have a force around you, people who can go out there and maybe add some sort of extra change to a system by even calling it out to the carpet. Case in point, I don't think a lot of people expected to see a few hundred people show up this evening of all types of different organizations to show up at the Cadell Rec Center tonight and work in unison, because you have to realize that this system is already designed to work in unison to defeat you. So you have to be able to work together. And even though a lot of us have our differences, you can see that these organizations were, for the most part, able to put theirs down to get their point across. And in the city of Cleveland, it's been years, but who would have expected? I wish I had been a part of this, that there was a large group of people who sat down in the middle of the street on public square, in the street, blocking traffic, and nobody went to jail. That lets you know that maybe, just maybe, when the city doesn't know what they can do, maybe you can change something. Last but not least, before I get into a couple of announcements and play a song or two, here's a perfect example of what people didn't expect. Red light, speed light cameras. You know that. The city of Cleveland wanted to keep them. The mayor wanted to keep them. City Hall wanted to keep them. A lot of big business wanted to keep them. Hey, the traffic company itself, they wanted to keep them. But when it came down to it, by one of the largest margins of all time, 77%, every last precinct voted those traffic cameras down. The red light, speed light traffic cameras are gone from Cleveland. So you never know what you can change if you choose to. As a matter of fact, I want to give a congrats to OPN for being in this week's Call and Post front page. I want to let people know you can use the same phone number, 646-478-0944. Tomorrow at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, the elders speak. Then it's Hood Talk Radio, the same phone number, 646-478-0944, Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time is Emacs, the Image and the Mindset. International politics broke down to a local level, and Hood Tunes Radio. That comes on Saturdays. 646-478-0944, Music Business 101 with my man Emacs the Image. Since I have this little bit of time, I would like to put out there before I play the next song, and it will cause people to think just a little bit, because this Friday, I am definitely humbled, and I mean that very sincerely. I'm definitely humbled. Before I go to that 216-278 phone number, I'm humbled because this Friday, 9 p.m., 15453 Euclid Avenue, OPN of People's Nation is honoring the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop with a concert cabaret tribute hosted by Urban Survival's Dollar Bill, featuring Hip Hop Workshop alumni Ballhead Fred, Miss Cleto, Solomon Kane, Patty L, The Dollhouse, you know, a lot of cats and ladies who were there with us since, wow, the beginning. Artist scheduled to speak, my man Sean Niggy Niggy Knock, formerly governor of E.C., new artist Ray Clark the Shark and T. Rilla, and expect Sheriff Kilroy to try to outdo his last performance. That you can catch on his Facebook page for slots or anything else. You can try that, 216-346-8632. This is the real Black Friday, a.k.a. Black Power Friday, where everyone is welcome no matter what color line. When asked why tribute, Chairman Earn of OPN said after 10 years starting out in EC, Ohio Hip Hop Awards, be in the newspapers and now Cleveland State, we still claim where we came from, the origins in East Cleveland. Much respect. Much respect on that end. As a matter of fact, I want to look at that 216-278 phone number. How are you?
Black Hawk sign once again, Joe Legacy.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, once again, I just want to say once again about what I was talking about earlier. When it comes to that young man, I really feel him. I remember when I first took Black History down in Tri-City, and I was told that our people was sold from the family on up. And when I saw the films and stuff, it tripped me out. But to understand that we can get killed execution style now, and people just get slapped on the wrist, it just shows from what I was taught on growing up that was not happening. The significant thing that really happened was September 11th in my time in high school, because I could tell that young man was young. And that's really bothering them. But I just really want to say to them once again that you don't never give up, though. You keep researching like the man out in the streets, like Al Porter, you know, and you keep looking to people like that that's out here doing something like that to stay grounded. And like the other caller that called in, that been out here with a history and trying to get people to sign up to help out with this bad cause that's happening in America. Blackout Sound, we just a record label, but the founder, I think about what's going on with the black male nowadays. And it's so sad that we really don't have an outlet. Most of us, we think it's sad. I can't speak for everybody, but I know quite a few people, and they think in lustful ways, and they think like this and they think like that from what they hear and they see. Every time you turn on the TV, you enticed. But when somebody get killed 5 days later, then you woke up like, hold up, they taking us out. With HIV, with gayness, when it comes down to lack of education, when it comes down to felony one. Once you got a felony, you get no love anyway. They want us all on government assistance and things in them nature. So that young dude that talked today, man, I love it. And that's the type of music Black Hawk Sound want to put out. But every time we try to talk about them subjects, so many people around Cleveland, since we don't have the natural support that we should have had, talk about them things, we don't have it. But when it comes to Al Porter, Swab Gotti, Black on Black Crime, when it comes down to Cleveland State, the Hip Hop Workshop, and OPN, so many other spots, they talk about them things. So to the young male that was talking about he don't like what happened and the justice that was presented, the reason, once again, is because, like you said and like I said before, it's designed that way. And life sometimes is unexplainable. Change will come, as in you will get knowledgeable to understand your surroundings and really what's happening while you living and trying to be your own man. So once you start seeing things that's not right, it tends to hurt your feelings. And I heard that from the young male tonight, and I'm so happy I heard that on your show. You got one of the best shows in Cleveland, Ohio, and I just got to show love to that. Once again, I'm going to get off the phone so somebody else can talk Black Hawk Sound, but when it comes down to it, it's all about change, because every day will never be the same. And one day it'll be sunny, and the next day it'll be a storm. Peace.
Peace. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do two things. I'm going to go positive, negative, and then positive. Positive is I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. Start with number 10, Swish Fam, Busy in the Midst of Shows. Number 9, Beat Effect and DJ Tech, the Scarface album. Number 8, Emax the Image, DJ doing the DJ work for Oppressed People's Nation while singing. Excellent production. Number 7, T-Rilla. Number 6, Black House Sounds, a new video featuring Suave Gotti, Reverse of War. Number 5, Mom and Pop Hip Hop. Another powerful show the past week with Beat Effect. Number 4, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop tribute this Friday night, and our alumni stepping back up to the plate. Number 3, Ballhead Fred, Cleveland State University showed a movie the past Friday evening, gave out free copies of the film Drop Squad, and showed conscious hip-hop videos. Number 2, Lady Mietris, Cypher Champ once again. Number 1, OPN ENT honoring Black on Black Crimes Hip-Hop Workshop, and the Thanksgiving Day dinner that they're doing this week. Before I do anything else, I'll go collect certain things because I just wanted to put out the negative. No indictment in Ferguson, Missouri just came up. No indictment. Before I take the phone call from 832-265, give me about four and a half minutes to at least get some things together. I will get to the area code of 832. Interesting thing to come word.
My life will come first, then life converts, then your life will convert. A lot of tragedies, I can't put it in words. Blood money, your money, it all transfers. So tell me what's so difficult to get an answer. So tell me what's so difficult to get an answer. Everything is on me, so I had to man up. Everything is on me, so I had to man up. I ain't guilty, y'all.
I can never be defeated, I can never find a way. I had to man up, I had to man up. I can never be defeated, I can never find a way. I had to man up, man up. Homeless a few times from the bottom to the top. I was just dropping hard to grind. That's when people rob and steal and kill themselves all the time. These Americans, they shot up homicide. He was trying to get the dope, but she was trying to live a lie. You will be exposed cause you can't hide behind lies. No more sick of being represented and punished by God. Where the system's taking over against all lies. How you think this a game show? Get a door prize.
Family free lies, it ain't never a true God. If it ain't about God, I didn't ever follow the hurt and celebrate your mind. Even if you felt you liberty, it takes time. My life to come first, then life to come first. Then your life to come first. A lot of tragedy, I can't put it in words. Blood money, your money, it all transfers. So tell me what's so difficult to get an answer.
I keep going live.
I'm out
reporter, hope you understand. Born in Chi-Town, raised up in the land. I ain't a young this, I ain't a little that. I'm a grown black man, bustin' grown fast. A grown up, yep, meaning I had to grow up and stop crawling. I had to stand up and man up, pull myself up by my shoestrings to enjoy blessings of what life can bring. I think I reminisce, I think I'll share this. How Al Porter earned a title share. I'll pick a year, yeah, 1985. I lost my daughter, that's when she died. Like a cross, I carried that on my back.
Lord,
I took some L's, life cut me no slack. But quitting, I wasn't raised like that. I didn't slow down, got on the fast track. People don't like me, maybe you hate me, so but don't be a fool, do not debate me. No, my upbringing, yeah, it made me this way. I'm an adult with words, huh, I won't play.
not to get so far with the pandy hurt. Yes, be a purpose, and I write down all the vagabonds of me a focus. I'm touching on me heart, which part no conscious. I'm touching on me soul, which part no righteous. Up and down, which part they can't deal. Just to reach a Mount Zion, you know me well, I'm just going on.
More than a talent show, it's a learning experience. It's Black on Black Crime Hip Hop Workshop, where you can be mean, but keep it clean. It's the only hip hop show that has radio DJs, politicians, newspaper reporters, out of town guests, independent celebrities, and sound advice. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1 featuring Sound Solid Entertainment DJ Dollar Rock, United North member Squad Gotti, and Monolithic representative, the Sheriff. Yeah, this is AUG, Always Underground Game. Got the new CD coming out, Underground Levels of Game. Make sure you check for it very soon. Check out www.myspace.com, Always Underground Game. Yeah, yeah.
This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. Yeah. Hip-Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. This is the Hip-Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. Yeah!
You know, welcome back once again to Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's Music Activism News, Chapter 3, Verse 45. Wow, that news might have hit, but the reason I played that other track, My Life Comes First, is because it's one of those Stand Strong songs from Black House Sounds, who called in earlier. I wanted to take the time while I'm thinking about this to point people and let people know, if you want to, this show is about information. So blackonblackcleveland.com, you can check out what's going on that website. You can also go to SOTC Radio tonight at 1 a.m., that's Cleveland Standard Time, WCSB.org, 89.3 FM. And use the same coordinates for 216 Radio, which is on Saturdays, midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, WCSB.org, 89.3 FM. And since I see this person back on the line, 832 is the area code, 305 or 305. How are you this evening?
I'm doing wonderful, I guess. How are you?
I'm hanging in there as best as possible. So I think I'm doing well.
Okay, this is Miss Contagious now.
I know.
And you know the thing about it? I Googled it, and you know, I'm like, okay, I'm waiting for them to this. I know the parent asked to have, you know, a couple of minutes after the verdict. So, therefore, the news was, like, way after the verdict already been read.
Right.
So I Googled it, and I'm like, I'm reading USA. I'm like, oh, my God, are you serious? So I said, okay, I'm going to wait a minute. Let me see what they're going to say on TV. Maybe it's like a misunderstanding. I say, well, here we go again, huh? So
Of course.
Just because he went to the store, did what he did, it was okay for them to shoot him in the head. Are you fucking serious? You know,
yes.
But to say this, and I've been preaching this on different shows these past couple of weeks about this, racism is still there. It is a new way of you know, being done.
Yes.
I don't know about it. I sit and I listen to this, my daughter's conversation tonight, and my baby, she's just turned 14. She said, well, Mama, the difference is we don't have shackles on. They let us run free. Run the streets, do we want to do? Get educated, not get educated. and they still can kill us dead and get away with it. Then she said, then our black men go out and have mixed babies.
Right.
I was like, I just sat and listened to her. And she shook her head. She said, you know what? We're going to have to make a change within ourselves. I said, you're right. And then my other daughter, she just shook her head. She said, I'm going to write some more poems. She said, I've been reading different things about history, and we still do not get it. And I sat there and looked at both of them. I said, you're right. A lot of us do not get it. We don't get it at all that we still deal with different racism. Just because you are not shackled, just because you have your own home that you're still paying taxes on, you know, which if you don't pay your tax, guess what? It's not your home. They can take it from you.
Thank you.
You know, just because you're not shackled down and calling massa, running back and forth, you know, living in the shack and doing this and this, you're still taught, why not make a change within yourself? You know, I was telling my son, let me tell you what happened to my boys last week. They went to the store for me. And we got back. Well, they got back around about 1:30. I can't wonder why it took them so long. Now, the police pulled them over. My son, instead of him stopping in the dark, he made it to my apartment complex where it was light. The police, you know, they asked me, did they have a gun in the car? He told them, yes, we have a gun. They called two other cars. They all pulled out their guns, put them on the ground, handcuffed them, and they talked to him first. They said, yeah, I have papers on it, you know. He explained everything to them. He said, okay, well, I got to verify this myself. He ran it through, found out my son was telling the truth. What he done, he put both of them, I have two, in the back of the car. Then at that particular time, when they doing that, they stole all my son's money, his car note money. They tore up his car. They said, oh, you a vet tech? He said, yes, I'm a vet nurse. He said, I take care of animals. He said, oh, okay, you one of them. My other son got upset. He was like, one of them, you know. So my son said, what do you think about it? It's 1 o'clock at night, pitch black. Don't nobody know they got stopped. There ain't nobody out there nowhere.
Wow.
He said they harassed him for about 30 minutes. So I said, well, why when the police called, why y'all didn't call me? I could have met y'all at the gate. They tore up my son's car, tore his doors off, the inside of his doors. They tore all that out, looking for whatever. They realized that they didn't have no drugs in the car, no more money. My son didn't realize his money was gone until he got back to, you know, to my house.
Right, right.
And I was trying to explain to them, because he was a little upset by being black, and that they wasn't doing no wrong. I thought, you know, I tried to, you know, explain to them, regardless of what we do, we still have that mark on our bodies. We are not white. We are not Mexican. We are not Chinese. We are not anything. We still are called niggers. In their eyesight, we are black. And they do not, still don't understand. They tell mama, we free. We never free. You can sugarcoat it any kind of way. We can have any kind of president in the world. It do not matter. We're still not going to be free. We're not going to be equal in the United States of the America. Now, if you chose to go to another place, go right on ahead. They do not deal with racism. But here, we're not going to be free. Regardless of what we do, who be president or whatever, we're not going to be free.
And that is the stark truth that you just brought to us. And I want people to know how they can check out what it is that you do, because to me, it's an honor every time you call. I hate that it was under these circumstances, but at the same time, I'm glad it was under these circumstances. So I want you to let people know who you are again and where you can be found.
This is Ms. Contagious with Borderless Radio. I'm back on Monday through Friday, so you can check me out. Google it or go to borderless.com. Tweet me, borderless with one F, or go like my radio page, Borderless Radio, at Facebook. I'm here. I was in my number. I gave my number out one time. Baby,
don't
look here.
It.
I had all kind of people calling.
Don't do it. Hey, I'm going to say one thing before I get off the phone line. I wanted you to at least say who you were for the simple fact that I'll mention your show, your name,
a lot of times, and I want people to realize you actually do exist. You know, I don't want them to be thinking any snuffle up against type of
you
things
know,
like
that.
I
call that. Sometimes. Yeah, I call and I listen, you know, and by me, I'm doing my magazine now. So I've been doing overtime, working hard and hard to get my magazine out for January the 1st.
Okay.
So, yeah, I got a magazine coming out. It's an entertainment magazine. So, you know, all y'all out there that want to post your thing, you know, hit me up. It's free right now. So hit me up, email me at MissContagious@BornAndRestless.com.
All right,
send
now.
Pictures,
hey, you all heard
music.
That?
Yes.
It's free
yes.
right now, which means ASAP because I can see it doing things and going places. So I thank you.
Yes, it's a special. It's good until the second week of December. It's free. Advertisement is free. Anything else from $100 to $6,000. So give me while you can.
I'm into that. Thank you so much for calling
You're
in.
Welcome.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Right. You know, I would go on with business as usual, but I've happened to feel like I'm very thankful, not just because of the holiday that's supposed to be coming through and all of that. I feel like some of the subjects I can deal with next week. And with that being said, I just want to take the time and go through a couple of my phone callers. I'm going back to 216-772 to see what your thoughts are about the verdict. That because, you know, I hate that it happened on this particular program. What are your thoughts?
Yes, sir. Well, I just signed a petition. We're asking the federal, Eric Holder, federal government, to indict the killer of Michael Brown, Darren Wilson. Ooh. And we're protesting tomorrow at 3 p.m. at Public Square to proclaim the injustice, you know, and I think this is going to be national. It won't be quiet in Ferguson, and it won't be quiet in Cleveland. It's, you know, it's happened across the country. Now we see it happen in three. How many times this week in Cleveland?
Oh, my goodness.
You know,
yes.
This isn't crazy, sir. It's not going to get any better, is it? Unless we say no, unless we say stop.
You're absolutely right. I don't expect it to get better all the way across the board, but I expect us to be able to change certain things because we've proven that we can. So with that being said, I'm very, very thankful that, of course, you were definitely on the phone line still to come back through to you on this issue because this is, I believe it's stand up or die time. Are we going to
yep.
stand up and work together or are we going to just lay down and die? So I appreciate you. And for people who don't know you, you are one of those who's definitely stood up on the front lines beforehand. So I just thank you so much, Brother Don.
It just reminds me. It reminds me when the Patriot Act was passed, we had a big meeting and a lot of Arab people showed up. And one Arab
yeah.
man said, Patriot Act 1 is for us. Patriot Act 2 is for you, the white people. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're practicing. I mean, I hate to say it so crassly. They're practicing on the brown people. And when they're
yeah.
all gone and shut up, who's next? So I think we all got to stand up right now.
I believe so, and thanks again, sir.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You know, somebody just joined our conversation from 216-925. 216-925, how are
What's
you
up,
so
Al,
far?
Man? What's up, whoa, whoa, whoa. What's up? Know what
this
is?
Man. No, I don't.
It's Goldie, man. What's up?
Wow.
I was online for like an hour trying to figure out how to hear this show live.
Okay. Let me introduce you properly and say, well, it's an honor to have you on because this man here is a radio legend. When it came to doing radio, when it came to doing DJ work, when it came to being an official hip-hop head, this brother, DJ Goldie, not only was a freestyle or is a freestyle monster, not only is he a DJ, not only does he represent hip-hop, but he's one of the reasons why I had to improve and step up to the plate, because when I would dial in to, if I'm not mistaken, 687-3515, a 216 phone number to 89.3 back in the day to Urban Lullabies, when my stuff wasn't correct, I would get a click every time like Mr. Telephone Man, so I had to get right. So with that being said, man, people don't know that back then you had to be correct because you all had started that make it or break it that
right.
caused a lot of artists to shape their career up. So on behalf of at least 216-440 Underground, I have to say you're well appreciated for that, and that can never be overlooked. So now, man, it's on you.
I'm just listening right now. I was eating my dinner, and I said, man, let me jump on the internet and see what's going on with Al Porter Show. He sent me these invites on Facebook all the time, and I ain't doing nothing. I ain't got no excuse not to tune in to see what's up with my partner. So here I am.
Hey, that's real hip-hop. So I'm going to ask you, man, what's going on with you, brother?
Oh, man, I'm just steady grinding, DJing, trying to get this old DJ brand out here. You know, we got like 10 DJs that's raw that still use turntables or either NS7s. Our only prerequisite is that they have something spinning. As long as you got something spinning, we can use you. And I'm sending guys out to parties, you know, DJing weddings, cabarets, whatever. If you need a DJ, get at me, OG DJ. It's on Instagram and on my Facebook, Goldie Montana Evans on Facebook, and at DJ Goldie Montana straight out on IG. And I think it's Goldie Montana as well on Twitter. I really don't mess with my Twitter too much. I'm pretty much just forwarding everything to Twitter that's from Facebook and IG. So it's hard doing everything by myself. I need some IT people for real.
So we putting it out there for you for real for them legitimate ones to get at you. And
right,
I'm going to ask you because you never shied away from anything, man. So I'm going to ask you, man, since as long as you've been doing this, if you could take a couple of minutes of your time and let people know, what are some of the key things that you see going on wrong in our region or our area or even in music, business in general?
Well, you know, we got the timeless Haitian gene in our system up here in Cleveland. Seems like. And, you know, I used to really think it was unique to Cleveland, but it's actually not. So haters, don't feel bad. Y'all got plenty of company, because when I go to other states and other cities, they say the same thing. They say, nobody here supports us.
Wow.
And I say, that's a heavy thing, man. See, what these guys don't realize is they stick together, they grow together, they build together, and they eat together. So I just did a concert for, I forget the name of this company. I don't want to waste too much time, but I just did a concert at the Anatomy. A whole bunch of local artists came out. And this was, it was Friday. So anyway, one of the artists made a good point. At the end of the group set, he was like, hey, where y'all going? Just because y'all finished doing y'all set, why y'all leaving us here? I stayed and watched your set. You can't stay and watch my set. And so it just kind of sparked a whole bunch of thoughts in my mind as far as, wow, that's so true, man. Every time I do a concert, once the group performs and they fans see them perform, them and their fans tend to leave out. And that's not supportive. So to me, that's a hypocrisy, because these groups will say, nobody's supporting, but who do you support? Who is you standing beside? Who is you standing there? Who is you applauding for? Who is you listening, giving them that 5 minutes of your time that they gave you when they was listening to you? What are you doing? So it come a time when hip-hop as a body got to take personal responsibility for what's going on. And if these dudes don't want to take no personal responsibility, quit hollering. Accept it. Take your medicine. Pull your pants up and force through. But if you want to make a change, you got to lead by example. And if these dudes ain't willing to do that, they need to sit down and be quiet.
Oh, man. Much respect. I appreciate you for real for calling in. And like I say, man, I did get a chance to, this is like return of the real. If for people who don't know, I'm fortunate that on Thursdays at voiceradio.com, 3 to 4 p.m., it's the Black on Black Crime Hip Hop Workshop radio show. And I got a chance to interview a brother by the name of Beat Effect. And I'm going to ask you the same question that I'm asking you now. When will we get that Marauders reunion? Or should I say the Marauders reunion?
Well, they just called me.
Uh-oh.
Like 10 minutes ago, talking to Beat Effect. I talked to Deuce Dirty. We can't find Shade, and we can't find Danny Vega. So we're looking at Meal Ticket, Deuce Dirty, and Beat Effect and myself, and we seriously considering putting out something, man. I mean, at least a 6-song EP, if nothing else, because it's a lot of people, which we didn't realize, and which a lot of these artists don't realize, was listening. I mean, I had people walk up to me in the grocery store like, wow, I know your voice from somewhere. I said, yeah, I used to DJ on the radio. Get out, I thought that was your voice, you know, and that just let me know. A person has to really listen to you to know your voice. You feel me? A person has to really be a fan to know your voice. Like, if I hear Jay-Z voice on anything, I'll be like, oh, that's Jay-Z, or somebody pretending to be Jay-Z, but I know his voice, you know? And so it kind of touched me on so many levels of a compliment. I was speechless. I just looked at her and I said, wow. I said, you know what? I owe it to the game to not stop doing what I do. And at the age I'm at now, I'm feeling that personal responsibility to keep the game going. You know what I mean? I got to, it's me personally, I feel it's my personal responsibility to raise these guys right in the industry. A lot of these guys just running around like chickens with their head cut off, and they asking for forgiveness before they ask for permission. When I say that, I mean, like, you know how some guys, they'll come in and they'll do something and just to see what happened, when they could have just asked somebody that knew more, was doing better or something to help them along. And they wouldn't have had to go through all that. Now you done messed up somebody's stuff or messed up a situation and you want forgiveness. You want to say, oh, my bad, I ain't mean to do it like that. Well, if you'd have just asked, somebody would have been more than happy to help you. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, with that being said, like, I just think it's our personal responsibility to bring these guys and these girls along, right? These people that want to get into this game and want to be a part of this thing we call hip-hop, they need mentorship. And if we don't decide in ourselves to be those mentors, then they'll never get it. And if you're not trying to mentor nobody or help nobody come along, then please sit down and be quiet, because you're not effective no longer. You're not effective no longer. You're not effective if you ain't standing up saying, look, this is how it's supposed to go, man. You know, now if I arm you with the knowledge and you still do something stupid, then that falls on you. And you know what I'm saying? I don't feel no responsibility for that. You know what I mean? But if I give you the game and I teach it to you how it should have been taught to me, and I send you where you need to go, you drinking the water, you taking in the knowledge, you acting on the knowledge that you're getting, I feel like it's a blessing on both ends, because it's a blessing that I'm a rest and know that I did my part in the game and to, you know, further the game. So now, if I can't say that, then I'm not truly part of the game. I was just using the game for a time, and then I walked away. But if I'm truly part of the game, I got to care about his life. I got to care about his existence. It's like a child. You have a child, then you abandon it? No, you have a child, then you raise it. When I came into the game, I had a baby. A baby was born into my household called hip-hop, and now it's one of my kids. Ooh. You see what I'm saying?
And I'm going to send this out to you to end things off. I thank you for calling in, my brother, at Ballhead Fred. Still doing it, and thank you, brother.
Yeah. All right.
Peace.
Throw my hoodie on for this. Yeah. BHP. Check it. Yeah.
time to kill Whitey, the race for his own. Let's go and find Zimmerman with a hoodie on. This is hardcore rap, nigga, this ain't soft. Creepy ass crack, I need his fucking hair blowed off. He's a thug, that's the white media told ya. But little Drake is a young black soldier. White power government trying to get rid of us. They keep on profiling us because they scared of us. They keep on testing us. They catch us while we ain't looking. He shot Trayvon. He couldn't take our ass whooping. He took a stand. Zimmerman ain't no fucking man. Talking about he ain't no cracker. He's a Mexican. Damn. I can't take it anymore. Get you black in this country, nigga. You're at war. Let's settle the score. We need a black military. If we violent to these peckerwoods, we got him real scary. Fear of a black planet. They just a bunch of fags. They can burn a cross, but I'll burn your flag. Zag. Yo, let's put the pressure on them. If you see that motherfucker do a drive-by on them, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Let's find a bit.